You've got the Sunrise Morning Show. I'm Matt Swaim, and with me on the phone from the Faithful Traveler program on EWTN television is Diana von Glahn. And we are going to begin a series on pilgrimage and travel for the Sunrise Morning Show. Diana, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me.
You bet. If you're in New York City on April 5th, tell us about a cool group of young adults at St. Patrick's Cathedral who are doing a street pilgrimage.
Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. I just found out about it the other day, and you know, there are no coincidences with God, right? I know that the Holy Spirit wanted me to learn about this. It's called the Pilgrimage of New York, and it's the fifth annual pilgrimage. It's happening this year. And the idea was started by the author Chris Lowney, who went to the Santiago de Compostela, and he wanted to do something similar in Manhattan. And so what they do is they walk through the little island of Manhattan, and they visit different churches. And every year has a different theme. This year the theme is in honor of the Franciscan Order and our Holy Father. And so they're visiting churches named after or devoted to Franciscan saints and to the order. So I'm excited because they're visiting one of my absolutely all-time favorite churches in New York City, the Church of St. Francis of Assisi, which is next to Penn Station. So what they're doing is they're starting off way uptown at the Mother Cabrini Shrine, and then they're walking all the way down Manhattan to the Shrine of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, which is in Battery Park. And so for those of you who are familiar with the Faithful Traveler, you know that we actually covered that shrine in our first series. So I'm really excited to go. Hopefully we'll have some good weather. Again, the date is April 5th, and the rain date is September 13th, but they've got a really great website. It's www.pofnyc.org, and it gives you the routes, it gives you information about every place they're going. It's really amazing.
Yeah, we've done something similar here in Cincinnati with a scouting group that has done a walking pilgrimage of the many churches here in our area, and you know, walking about 5 or 6 miles in a day, visiting and stopping to pray at all the different churches. I can tell you that I love foot pilgrimages to old Catholic churches.
Yeah, did you guys get chilly on your pilgrimages?
We did not. I think we were trying to be more penitential than that.
See, there you go. And that's the awesome thing about this pilgrimage as well is, you know, on their website, they answer a lot of questions for people who are curious, you know, like, why would I go on a pilgrimage? What am I supposed to do? Like, what do I bring? What do I wear? How do I prepare? Which is great for people who have never been on a pilgrimage, and especially for people who have never walked from the very tip of Manhattan all the way to the bottom. And, you know, they're talking about how you can take it at your own pace, and they provide subway stops in case you get tired so you can just jump on the subway and then meet them at their next place. So they provide a lot of really great information. They even provide prayers, which obviously it's a pilgrimage, so the idea is that, you know, we're going to be doing it in a prayerful spirit. And, you know, the fantastic thing about something like this is that it provides a wonderful witness. You know, Manhattan, I lived in New York for 5 years, and I know that the Catholic presence in Manhattan is amazing, but it's always wonderful to remind people, you know, that we're there, and the churches in Manhattan are a wonderful way to do it. So,
all right, pofnyc.org. If you're going to be in the New York area around April 5th, and you want to be part of that Pilgrimage of New York, now let's move from our country to Rome, the Eternal City, and talk a little bit about the stations. The station churches of Rome. What are the station churches, first of all?
The station churches, it's an ancient Lenten pilgrimage that Christians have been doing from, you know, way back in the day when, you know, Christians were being martyred in Rome. And for anybody who's been to Rome, you know that that city is ancient. I mean, you walk around the streets and you think, who died here? Which saints walked in these streets? It's insane being in that city. And so the wonderful thing about the pilgrimage is every year, pilgrims in Rome will visit the station churches, and these churches are dedicated to a variety of saints. So, for instance, today's saints are, in Italian, Santi Giovanni e Paolo, in English, Saints John and Saint Paul. And the church is actually built on the house of two soldiers who were martyred because they refused to honor, you know, they refused to turn away from Christ. And so they were killed, they were buried in their house, and this church that the station pilgrims are visiting today is built on top of that house. And so the idea is that every day during Lent, you visit a different church, and anyone who's been to Rome knows that there are Catholic churches on every corner. It's wonderful. And so this is a great way to explore them.
The Station Churches of Rome, and I guess George Weigel's new book on the Station Churches is out, so you could do this from your house if you can't make it to Rome.
Absolutely, yeah. Basic Books just published this book. It's called Roman Pilgrimage, The Station Churches. It's available both in hardcover and on Kindle for those of you who have it. And the great thing about the Kindle is that, you know, you can get the color pictures, although the hardcover book does have color inserts. And his son, George Weigel's son, took the photographs, and Elizabeth Lev, who also has a series on EWTN, she's an art historian and she lives in Rome, she provided a lot of the art historical commentary. So the idea is that every day you get a list of the morning office readings and the readings from the Mass, and then, you know, George Weigel talks about, you know, the saints that are, you know, the saints whose churches they're visiting, you know, are dedicated to. It talks about the readings of the day, and it kind of ties it all together. So it's a great way to do the stations from home, you know.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Diana von Glahn has been joining us from The Faithful Traveler, a program you can see on EWTN. And if our listeners are thinking to themselves, man, there's this pilgrimage site that I've been thinking about going to, and I would love to hear Diana, if she's been there, tell me more about it. How can they get in touch with you?
Oh, you can visit us on our website. It's www.thefaithfultraveler.com. We just came out with a series on the Holy Land, so that is going to be re-airing on EWTN either in May or June, and I'll definitely provide more information about that. And we're also going on a pilgrimage ourselves in June, so anybody wants to come with, you can find all that information on our website, www.thefaithfultraveler.com.
Thefaithfultraveler.com. Diana, thanks so much for being with us, and we look forward to next month's visit.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.